What's up, friends? I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community, because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, you guys. Today we have Miss Amber LaShawn, and she is the owner of Brand Girl Magic, and I just adore her. Amber, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Amanda. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's the best. You and I connected a while back, and I've just loved staying connected with you and getting to know you and being your friend. But for those people who do not know your greatness, share with everybody who you are, what you do, and where you come from.
Yeah. So my name is Amber LaShawn, and I'm the founder of Brand Girl Magic, where I help women grow more confident in their business ideas so they can create content that attracts their dream customers and the money, into their businesses. And so my background, I spent many years working in Major League Baseball and helping out players and their wives to build philanthropic brands in the community. And after kind of a rough battle of being diagnosed with endometriosis and really kind of getting life thrown my way, I decided that I need to take my talents and build what my freedom was going to look like for myself. And thus, Brand Girl Magic was born.
Awesome. I love it. That's always the most, I always forget, not forget, but I, like when I remember you worked in sports, it's like, well, it's like so different from what you do now. But wouldn't you say that your job then helped you with what you do now?
1000%. So what's key is like when you think about major league sports, right? This male dominated industry, it's an industry where there weren't many women in the front offices, especially Black women. And then so the one step further is, but when you look out into the community where we were trying to build relationships, it's women running the show everywhere we went. And so my day-to-day contacts consistently were with women who were building these nonprofits in the community and were trying to figure out how to best get their name out there, how to develop these partnerships. And so I realized how hard women were working. And so, you know, while men would come and get the glory because they're the players and the athletes on the field bringing attention, you know, to these organizations, I knew who the real runners were behind the scenes. And I know how hard they were working to build these communities. And so it was without a doubt so fun to even take their wives and say, hey, you have a voice and you have impact too. Let's figure out.
Let's get you front and center.
Exactly. How can we translate that into the community? So it was an absolute bang.
Love it. Love it. Tell us, so you talked a little bit about Brand Girl Magic, but you are like content queen. You are and own it. So today we're going to talk about how planning content can be easy.
I don't do the stressful. There's so many things that we have to stress about and work in our business. We can't avoid marketing, right? Like we
can't
have
avoid
to
it. Yeah.
Can't avoid it. Can't avoid selling. So we have to make it fun for ourselves. We have to make it doable. And it is completely doable and able to work in your schedule, even if you're still working a 9-to-5. Because I just left my job just a few months ago in the middle of this pandemic. And that is when it was even more important for me to be able to plan my content. So it doesn't have to be hard, but you have to make the decision that you're going to do it and that you're going to make a plan and make it happen.
Yeah. I think people get so overwhelmed by, for a couple of reasons, but mainly by watching other people. They see other creators, other, you know, whether it's influencers or business owners or brands, and they're like, oh my gosh, they did these photo shoots and they filmed these videos and now there's freaking Instagram reels and I'm not even going to worry about TikTok. And then there's this and there's that. How do I do all of that? And there's a lot of simple answers, but also I think we sit and we sit back and we watch and we compare quite a lot. And guess what? Probably all of those people that you're looking at have been doing this for 5, 6, 7, 10 years, possibly.
1000%.
Why do you think we do that to ourselves?
because it's so easy. So social media, and I know you and I talk about this all the time, yeah, about how the pretty is there, right?
Mm-hmm. We see
it's
the so pretty.
And so it's easy to see, oh, she did so good, and oh, she's always so done and so well made up and all of the above. And we don't see the work that goes behind it. Mm-hmm. You don't know like where somebody's step one is, right? And yes, so this person has been here doing this for years and years and years, or one step better, they have a team,
yes,
to help them do it. And you just don't realize that it's their team helping to do the editing after they recorded, or that they're getting it put up. And so when you're this one woman show trying to compare yourself to somebody that has a team or somebody that's, yes, been here, you know, that's been doing it for years, and so it's second nature to them, mm-hmm, it can get overwhelming. You have to remember where you are, mm-hmm, and not get shiny object, mm-mm, syndrome. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be, mm-hmm, a new app. There's always going to be a new editing tool. All that's always going to be there. And yeah, it sounds so fun to go run and do that.
Sure.
But you overwhelm yourself versus committing to something, doing it well, getting used to that, and then
move on. Yeah. Someone asked me the other day, like, oh my gosh, this looks so great, blah, blah, blah. How did you do it? And I said, my team did that. Like, you think yes, I'm behind the scenes working my ass off, but I do not do, not right, not now. Yes, 4 years ago, absolutely. I was, mm-hmm, the marketing department and the branding department and the, mm-hmm, whatever. But now, you know, and that's how you scale. And some people, maybe you do want to be the solopreneur forever. That's fine too. But it is easier and quicker when you can scale and add people and delegate, because we can't always do it all. At all. I love what you said. I wrote it down. You don't always know what someone's step one looked like, yeah, or their day one looked like. You never know, you know?
You don't see it.
Exactly. So let's dive into this. You ready? Planning content, mm-hmm, made easy. So do you want to just like list off point by point?
Yeah. So let's talk about with planning content. Yeah. One of the easiest things that we need to do first and foremost is plan ahead of time. And I find that the hardest thing to do is to come up with content when you don't know what it is that, when you don't know why you're planning that piece of content, mm-hmm, right? When you don't have any piece of intention behind it and you're just like, I just need to hurry up and post on Instagram today because I haven't posted. Mm-hmm. And then when that post flops and you wonder why you're not getting sales or why you're not getting someone to sign up for something, mm-hmm, it's because you had no intention behind it and you didn't plan. Mm-hmm. So to make your life easier, plan ahead, make a schedule, and commit to it. You don't have to be all across the internet, especially when you are first starting. Choose 1 to 2 platforms, stick to them, and rock them. Mm-hmm. Make a schedule. How often are you going to post to the platform? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be 3 times a week on your feed and daily in your stories with 1 reel and 1 live a week? What is it that you're going to do? And be very specific with yourself with what features of the platform you're actually going to use. Mm-hmm. Be realistic with your schedule, mm-hmm, when doing that. So you need to pay attention to, do I have a team with me or is it just me? I think we all forget that we all have 24 hours in a day, but we do not all have the same 24 hours, mm-hmm, in a day. Mm-hmm. And so some people have, you know, been able to buy other people's time, or some people are mothers where, you know, others may not be. Your time may be divided up differently than anyone else's. So, mm-hmm, remember that. Make a plan that is realistic to you, your business, and the time that you were able to commit to marketing. Write it down and get that executed.
Yeah. And whatever you choose is fine. No one is telling you. The days of saying you have to post X amount of times in your feed, I think, are over. I think the days of this many times for this and this, no. You pick what you want and you feel good about it and move on.
The importance is to be consistent, right? Mm-hmm. So that people show up with you. I by no means post 5 days a week, mm-mm, in my feed. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see me there. You can pop in the stories and see me and talk to me. You could pop in my DMs and talk to me. There's all kinds of ways that I'm showing up on the platform mm-hmm. that are not exclusive to your feed, because that is not the mandatory space of Instagram. Mm-hmm. There's so many features. You get to decide how you use it. Mm-hmm. You just have to actually be consistent and be willing to show up consistently in doing that. Mm-hmm. Your audience does tend to figure out how often you are showing up. You set the expectation mm-hmm. with your audience. So you need to maintain consistency so that you can build those relationships.
For sure. Yeah. So your next point is having pillars and frameworks to save you time. Let's dive into that.
Yeah. So pillars and frameworks make it so that you have a roadmap to executing your content every single time. One of the biggest problems I hear is, Amber, I don't know what to talk about. I know I need to post. I don't know what to say. And the best advice I can give you is to determine what your brand pillars are or create a framework for your business. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I use the term brand pillars instead of content pillars or content buckets, there's all kinds of phrases that go around. But the reason why I stick with brand pillars is because when you establish these pillars, they can actually move and be the roadmap for your entire brand. Mm-hmm. They can help determine what it is that you're going to sell to your audience. And all of that can easily align. You don't have to have 5 different, ways to brainstorm for your business. Mm-hmm. If you develop brand pillars that are completely aligned with who your audience is and what they need in order to reach their goals, mm-hmm. then you are setting yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. So when I say brand pillars, I'm talking about very broad subject matters that address the problems that your business mm-hmm. is facing, or that your business is solving, excuse mm-hmm. me. So I would recommend choosing anywhere from 3 to 4 of them to keep it simple so that mm-hmm. you are not all over the place and you're giving yourself some direction. So for example, if you were a wedding planner and you were selecting brand pillars for your business, you could easily select vendors. You can do location. You can do engagements. You can break it down by what your audience is coming to you about. Mm-hmm. And then when you are trying to figure out what it is I'm going to talk about, you can ask yourself, what is my objective right now? What am I selling or what am I driving my customers to do right now? And I'm going to go to a pillar that aligns with that. I'm going to start brainstorming based on that pillar.
Yeah, I love it. Once I really learned how to do this, I was like, oh my gosh, I could talk about this in my stories and a post,
yep.
and a video, and my email list. And then it just clicked and it was like, it does not have to be so difficult.
It does not. Yeah. It does not have to be difficult.
And like I have a Google Doc that I just have running content ideas segmented out into my brand pillars. Mm-hmm. And that is how it is, not fancy.
it doesn't have to be.
No.
You need the roadmap for yourself. And mm-hmm. once this clicked for me, mm-hmm. I developed a framework for myself because I wanted something that had that duality of my business and my content to make my life a lot easier. You rarely hear me talk about anything outside of my framework. Mm-hmm. And that framework is what I call my magic formula.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what Brand Girl Magic sits on for everything that we do. I address mindset. Mm-hmm. I address attracting your audience, getting paid, implementing systems, and content. Those are the 5 areas that I build my services off of, that I build any programs off of, and that I create content around. Mm-hmm. And so I can easily go under, the pillar essentially of audience attraction. And from there, I can talk about identifying your target market. Mm-hmm. I can talk about visual branding and how that plays into attracting your audience. Mm-hmm. It can go on and on and on under that particular category, but my brain has a roadmap. It has mm-hmm. a development. It has steps by steps that I can take from mm-hmm. there.
Absolutely. Freaking love it. So your next point is setting up yourself for success with batching.
Yes. So when it comes to batching, that's going to help train your mind on what you're doing so that you're not bouncing around a gazillion different tasks at one time. And so if you ever sit down, if you've ever sat down and tried to plan one post out, right? And you went into Canva to design that post, and then you went back to your Google Doc to type out the caption of that post, then you went into your scheduler to schedule that post, you realized that you could have easily spent 30 minutes to an hour on that one post because you are your brain is switching, having to recalibrate and adjust each time versus setting yourself up for success and saying, okay, no, I'm going to batch all of my captions only for the next 2 weeks here. Mm-hmm. These are the things that I'm going to talk about here. And this is what I'm going to talk about in my feed. And here are some triggers that I can talk about for my stories, right? Mm-hmm. So now that I've got my feed established, I can go ahead and I can knock out what it is that I'm going to talk about in my feed, write out those captions for myself. And that bangs out an hour. And then the next day or the next hour, I can go ahead and go in Canva and knock out all the graphics that go along with that, or pull together the images that goes along mm-hmm. with that, and so on and so forth based off of the task for setting up your post. It helps to train your brain. You're going to spend so much less time than you would if you went post by post. Group together the like tasks and bang those out.
Group together I feel like we're in school. Like, group together the like things. Which of these is not like the other? Okay, you put it in a different category.
Exactly. If I'm not writing a caption and design, that's yes. two different things. Mm-hmm. Scheduling is a whole nother thing. And yes. it's your brain. It takes so much longer to do it one by one versus.
Yeah. Yep. There is this new app. It's an app and it's desktop, but it's called SunSama. Have you?
SunSama.
Okay. So my friend Marika, shameless plug for her. I love her to pieces. She's in Dallas, but she is a photographer, but also just like a brand genius. Her Instagram is Being Marika. She helped create and cultivate, sell out their planners when they launched because she just was obsessed with them. So anyway, all of that to say, she loves to like take her audience totally behind the scenes, and she's just 100% authentically herself. But she showed us this app called SunSama, and it's a productivity. It's similar to Asana, if you guys are familiar with that, but I'm looking at it right now. So it helps you. SunSama. Focus on, you're like, I'm Googling this. I'm going to send you the link and I'll put it in the show notes too, because it's in beta testing right now and it's not like totally in the public. It's like based on referrals. So you have to get it from, which is so exclusive. They're doing a really good job. So like, for example, it has you write out all your tasks in this big column, and then makes you create certain categories. Okay. So like in my business, there's Dallas Girl Gang, there's the podcast, there's personal brand tasks, there's backend admin, there's, you know, so then you label it. What area of your business is this? So like, okay, for example, record, stories for blah, blah, blah. That's in my personal. How long is this going to take you? Okay. I think it'll take me 20 minutes. And then it summarizes them into your day. And then it asks you what tasks can wait until tomorrow too. So we're getting really deep into the productivity, but it tells you like, what can you move to a different day or to the next day? And then you can click focus and it wipes out everything else and just shows you that task. And then you push start and the time starts going. And then you go do that task. So it's literally like walks you through everything. And I am so obsessed. So if you are struggling with productivity, guys, or content planning, things like that, I'm going to put the link in the show notes because it is game changing. I thought I liked, you know, Asana is still great for like tasks and team planning and stuff, but I totally just hijacked that, but it's so, so good. So good.
I need to check that out for sure. I like the features of how it's having me brainstorm how long it's going to take and paying attention to what can wait till tomorrow. Yeah. I'm currently using ClickUp right now, Ooh. Which is great for task management with with my team. Yeah. And that's how I organize my entire business, pretty much lives in ClickUp right now. But it doesn't have that opportunity to say like how long this is going to take you and breaking down mm-hmm. your schedule like that. So,
and at the end of the day, it summarizes in a little pie chart, like here's the amount of time you spent on each category, and it's like color coded. So you can see, wow, 60% of my time was in my personal brand. Perfect. The rest of it was like little pieces of everything else. And, or like, wow, I spent 40% of my time on my admin stuff today. If that keeps happening, do I have the budget to hire an assistant? Okay. Maybe let's look at that, you know? So it's,
where do I have room?
Yeah. It's so incredible. Anyway, batching makes your life easier. All the things. Let's move on to your last point. Ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. So tools to support you in planning.
Because we're kind of on track there.
We're a little on track. Yeah. There. Great segue.
So some tools that I use to support in planning and batching, getting ahead of time. Later. Mm-hmm. So later is perfect for scheduling your content, and you can schedule that. If you are visual, you can schedule your content out visually and plan it out that way, or you can do it by a weekly or a monthly calendar. So it gives you that great flexibility, and you can also check out your insights right there in the desktop version. And it has an app as well. It is what I use. It's what I swear by, and I don't use anything else for scheduling. Makes my life so much easier. So later is great for that. And then I recommend a lot to my clients Airtable. And Airtable, because of its simplicity. Because while I love ClickUp, which is where I personally run my business, and I love Asana and Trello, I feel as if Airtable is, with its spreadsheets, is perfect for maintaining content because of that spreadsheet feature. You can go ahead and create your columns ahead of time and set yourself up so you can look at, well, what am I posting in stories today? What am I posting about in my feed? What's the caption that goes along with that? You can take your columns and set them up so that you are easily on track for throughout the day, and you can follow your content's journey. So what needs to be done for that piece of content makes life super easy. And I have a template that's already included in the membership that puts it all together for you, so that you just have to go in and type out your captions and paste them into later.
I was going to say, I'm so curious. I'm like, I wonder what her Airtable, because I use Airtable for lead tracking and making sure I'm like, you know, building relationships and things like that. Never used it for content though.
I'll send you the link to the template. It is on steroids. I make sure that every single part that I tell you to pay attention to for your content is included in that template. So in there, you have a space for you to pay attention to what pillar this is aligned with for my business. What am I currently selling right now? And does this content attach with that?
I need to get into Airtable, sounds like.
It is so amazing, and it's organized by month for you so that it's very easily laid out.
Love it.
All you have to do is fill it in. So it's not that guessing game of what do I need and what do I need to put in here and what do I need to pay attention to? We have so many other things to do in our business. We need content to be as simple and easy as possible.
Yeah.
And once you have yourself set up with the tools, all you really have to go in and do is say, this is what I'm going to talk about. Let me write my caption. Let me get some imagery. Let me post it. It can be that simple.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend extra time figuring out what it is that we're going to talk about. Use your pillars to brainstorm ahead of time and create a bank of content that you can pull from at any time and go to type in.
Love it. So we have ClickUp, later, Airtable. What else? Anything else that you love?
So the Canva.
Yep. Everybody gotta love Canva.
Is my best friend. I go in there every single day. It's kind of how I unwind my brain at the end of the day. I play around with various graphics, but they are consistently updating with new tools all the time.
They have upped their game in the last year or two.
Oh my goodness. Like, forget Photoshop. Drop it off the face of the earth. If you're not using Canva, you need to do so now. And honestly, I don't recommend the paid version of a lot of things sometimes.
I don't either. Because
free versions are typically great. But what I do invest in is the paid version of Canva. There is a difference. It has everything that you need. If you really don't need a stock photo membership sometimes because they have so many stock photos, you can get so much as you need right there in Canva. They're constantly having new updates. I know the latest one that I've seen, I think a lot of us have seen the background remover.
Oh my gosh. I think that has been there for so long and none of us realized until like 3 months ago.
So I learned about it maybe like a year or so ago, close to a year. I did like a quick video on it. But just a few days ago, I was in there, used it, and then a new feature popped up that was a brush tool. And the brush tool allows you to go back and remove more of the picture or restore more of the picture if Canva deleted too much of it in the background remover. Oh. Drops mic. So many, they're just doing so many great updates.
Seriously. You don't and it's have not that to, expensive. It's super not that
expensive.
Cheap.
And going back to that shiny object syndrome, there are so many editing programs. There are so many like separate story applications. There's all these apps. That is where you overwhelm yourself, is taking on all of these various apps and going to different places to do different things. Cut it out. That's going to stress you out.
Cutting it out to
all these different apps. Go in Canva, make your stories, put an animation on it, and go on about your business. Yeah. Because I promise you, your audience is not paying attention to the fact that you made it in the Mojo app versus making it in Canva.
I think we all have like an app graveyard in our phone. Kind of like if you've ever seen, there's like a meme that's like, this is my shampoo graveyard. And you just have all these like there's only a little bit left of it, but you haven't thrown it away, but you haven't used it either. So it's just like sitting in your shower.
Sitting there in the corner. That's exactly how my phone is. I was just talking about with the iPhone updates, I'm going to go and, you know, do the aesthetic on my phone and do a sweep and kind of take things off because there's so many apps on there that I've tried. I got sucked into that shiny object syndrome and had all of these different apps on my phone, taking up space on my phone and putting pressure on me to be more creative and be more cool by using all these various apps versus choosing a tool and becoming professional in that tool and really learning how that tool can help me and going all in there. We don't have to be spread out. Content can be easy. We just have to choose to do so. And we don't need to have professional photos all the time. Mm-hmm. We have these $1,000 phones where we can take great pictures, and we have, you know, Lightroom for free where we can put presets on them if we need to. We can simplify this for ourselves, and we don't need 1,000 different apps to do so.
No. And it also, if we are following shiny objects, it makes us feel like we aren't doing enough. We're like, oh my gosh, I downloaded that thing and I never used it. I got to do it. And then that's one thing that adds to the layer. And then if you download another app, it adds to that next layer. And then you buy this little mini course that you didn't really do your research on. You just bought it. Well, then that's adding. And then it just builds up. And then no wonder you feel bad for not doing blank, blank, blank when you get to choose, you know, and you can really like put all the rest of that in the garbage and like do what you want and do what is simple.
I think that's important what you just said. You get to choose. Anything that we do in our business on a day-to-day basis, just because something works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You get to choose. And that's why I run around every single day and say, you need to own your magic, because I was in a space in my business once where I was not choosing how I was showing up. I was allowing the community around me to decide how I was supposed to show up and what I was supposed to do. And that made me suffer at the end of the day. That was me that was having to pay for that, not anybody else.
Yes.
And one day it clicked for me that it's not making me happy to show up in my business because I'm not choosing myself. I'm not choosing to run things the way I want to run them. You know, forget everybody else and their rules, their, you know, decisions, whatever. I don't care how anybody else looks at me in my business. Mm-hmm. If you like me, great, come hang. If you don't, bye, you can hit unfollow. I did not force anybody to hit the follow button. No. I did not walk up to you and say, you better follow me. It's all a decision, right? And so as a part of that decision, you will get the best version of me if I decide to own my magic and do the things the way that they best feel good to me in order to show up for you. Yeah. So own your own magic and do you, boo.
Do you, boo. I mean, and I always think about this too. No one dictates what you do in your business when you are the CEO. I think that's a mentality we have to shift from, especially if, you know, like you and I both come from working for other people and working, I mean, you in corporate and me, you know, as an educator. And I mean, I'm leaving my job in December. And so as I get out of that, I'm going to have to continue to adjust to what do I want to do? What's going to serve my purpose best? What's going to serve my team's strengths best? And how do I want to move forward and continue to move the needle instead of what thinking that there's this like fake boss telling me what to do still, you know, there's not, they're gone. You're the bad man is gone. You're fine. You know?
Exactly. It's like, we're all waiting on somebody to say, you're doing it wrong. I always feel like it can sometimes feel like high school even.
Yes.
You also feel like somebody's like sending my content around and they're saying like something.
Someone's
like,
talking about me.
She didn't use this app to do this, or edit this properly. Oh, she has something misspelled, whatever the case may be. And I promise you,
no one is doing that.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody, like, show up. Post it. Like, don't overthink your content. Post it, put it out there, and know that the people that are meant for you are meant for you, and they will be there to cheer you on. I felt a full 180 in my business when I made the decision to own my magic and completely be myself. If I was not doing that, and if I was not running my business the way that I would want to, I would be miserable. My audience would feel it, and the relationships that I would that I'm building would not be authentic. Mm-mm. Making that change and deciding that I'm going to do me and I'm going to do and run my business the way that I see fit completely changed the game for me. Mm-hmm. Momentum picked up, more money came in. Own who you are, own your magic, and remember that you get to make the decisions.
Yeah, you do. You know, and what's so cool about all of this is that as you grow, like we were talking about, and if you want to scale to the point where you bring on other people onto your team, these systems and organizing your stuff in all of these ways that we just talked about can be easily taught and handed off to someone else. If you have all of this organized and streamlined out, because otherwise you're going to get in a hole and be like, oh, I need to hire someone, and then hire someone and then take forever to train them and teach them how to do it. I mean, unless they're like 100% pro, they've done this for 100 clients before, you know? And so I think this is going to help a lot of people and make everybody take a deep breath and tell everybody that
you got it.
It'll be okay. I adore you. You're so amazing. Tell us, what do you have going on? What's coming up? Where can we find you? All the good stuff.
Of course. So you can find me on Instagram. It's where I spend most of my time. And I'm at Brand Girl Magic. I just relaunched my membership, Own Your Magic,
which is
an action-focused membership that helps you to create endless content without the stress. I would like you to operate in your zone of genius and not spend all the time stressing out over the content. Yes. So if you want to come join me over there, you can visit me at thatbrandgirlmagic.com/own-your-magic.
Love it.
And if you use the code girl. If you use the code GIRLGANG, then you'll be able to secure the original pricing of $27, amazing, which is a price that you can't get anywhere else. So I would love to come and have you and to help you to own your magic in your business and to stop stressing out over content so that you can really own your business and make some more money.
Yeah. That is such a no-brainer. $27. Oh my God. That's amazing. Well, I adore you and I'm so glad that we met. I wish I could just give you a big hug. I know we've been talking about it. We need to meet and like you need to come back to Dallas for a trip, but I am so thankful. Thank you for joining us and thank you for just always being like, if you guys don't follow her, now you will, but you're just like open, honest yourself. And I've just enjoyed like getting to know you and walking through not even just like business stuff, but like all of what 2020 is, you know, yeah, and behind the scenes and stuff. So Amber, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today and we'll see you guys next time.